What about the captain? What are your recollections?
Of Sir William? Yeah. Oh, recollections of Sir William are simply that he was the captain of the company. He was the skipper, as we all affectionately called him. And it was only later on, when I became a sergeant, that I began to have more intimate contact with Sir William by going up to their house at Belmont Street and learning to do squad drill with boxes, matches put out on the supper table, and learning squad drill by manipulating these matches in the various formations. And when all that was over, the evening was finished, then we went down for our supper. And we had great suppers there, because the maid had the supper table all ready, and there was the skipper and Stanley and Douglas and a few of the NCOs. And it was on one of these occasions that, it must have been near Christmas time, because Christmas cards were on view, and the skipper handed over one which was in the inside inscribed to Sir William Smith, the founder of the Boys' Brigade and the father of the Boy Scouts.
Was he father of the Boy Scouts?
No, he wasn't. But being the founder of the Boys' Brigade, he was the starter of all the youth movements.
Oh, I see.
And therefore, Baden Powell said that he was also not only the founder of the Boys' Brigade, but the father of the Boy Scout movement.
Because I was thinking, started the Scout.
Continuous handkerchief business of mine. But I've lost control of my nostrils.
What did the boys think of the skipper at that time? Was he close to them? Did he know them individually?
Oh, yes. Oh, he knew the company and he knew the boys very, very well. I don't recollect the skipper actually calling at our house, but I recall Stanley and or Douglas calling at the house on more than one occasion. And it was at the Saturday football games that my hands simply got frozen with the cold. I had bad circulation. And even throughout the game, the exercise didn't seem to bring the blood back to my fingers. So at the end of the game, I had to borrow Douglas's gloves, or rather Douglas took his gloves off and gave them to me to warm my hands. I had more use out of these gloves than he had. No, I wouldn't say that the boys of the company at that time had any intimate contacts with Sir William Smith, as he was by that time. No, there's a photograph in this book of the company going along from the camp at Auchinlochan to meet Sir William Smith coming back from receiving the accolade at Buckingham Palace.
You would recall then Sir William Smith's death, Mr. Reid?
Oh, very, 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 very much so.
That's 1914, you would be the...
I was the colour sergeant.
The colour sergeant, the number one boy in the company.
Yes, yes.
Could you tell us how you learned them?
Well, that happened by going along to the Sunday school one Sunday morning. And there was a room, one of the side rooms, which was usually occupied by the officers and some of the senior sergeants. And when I went into this room, I saw Dr. Reith, the father of Lord Reith, as he became later on. I saw Dr. Reith there and immediately knew that there was something wrong. And it was then that he told us that the skipper had died in London the previous night. I cried bitterly. At the funeral, Jimmy Moyer and myself had to stand at the head and foot of the coffin in College in Kelvin Grove Church throughout the service with arms reversed. And then march from there on either side of the cottage right through Kelvin Grove Park right up to the Western Necropolis at Mary Hill, a distance of, I suppose, 4 miles anyway.
Walk.
Yes. The and at the open grave as the senior boy, I shared a cord with Lord Aberdeen, and then every boy in the company filed past the open grave and put in a white flower.